German historian Jessica Gino Hecht grew up hearing stories about that air raid. Both of her parents came from Hamburg. Her mother was 17 at the time, and she lived in one of the bombed-out neighborhoods.
The site that I think influenced her, or impacted, they say today, more than anything else, was the burned cadavers that were all shrunk. When people burn, they essentially shrink to the size of about a baby and crumble up, and were, of course, all blackened, and the streets were filled with those. And that is a memory that she described to me quite often. She lived through a couple of attacks herself, and one of the things she would often say was how she and her father would mount to the rooftop of her house and how they would try to essentially keep the flames from escalating, which at one point was a pretty moot point, but how the city of Hamburg, that they could pretty much see from that rooftop, both fascinated and horrified her as the image of a burning city.
So there was something actually beautiful about a burning city, even though it was clearly horrible what was going on.
Oh, yeah.
Hamburg was just one of many cities bombed by the Allies during the war. I've read that 600,000 German civilians died during these air raids, and that's just an enormous number of people. And these are just civilian casualties.
Yes, among those 80,000 children.
That's just a huge number. And yet, from what I've heard, this national trauma has really not been talked about openly, maybe not until just in the last few years.
Yeah, and the discussion, interestingly, has not really taken place among historians. I think by and large, you can actually say it's a topic that certainly is not a priority in Germany and hasn't been since the end of the war.
Well, the writer W.G. Sebald has said it's a taboo subject, that Germans are not supposed to talk about being victims during World War II. I mean, they were the murderers, after all.
Yeah.
It's not okay to talk about being victimized at all, even if hundreds of thousands of people, of civilians, were killed.
Well, Sebald's point is that there is almost a silent understanding that this is a topic that remains taboo among civilians, the public, media, but also academics at large. And it's interesting, I find, that although, of course, Sebald himself is a German, but he wrote this book not from a German perspective. I mean, he was at the time and had been for many years living in England. And much of the discussion around whether the bombings were moral, as the Allied called them at the time, they called it moral bombings, or not, actually started in England among journalists, but also some scholars who asked, well, was it really the right thing to do? Was terrorism of the civilian population really the only way to defy Hitler? And was it necessary as late as 1945?
So that was the Allied justification for these bombings. I mean, these were massive air raids, carpet bombing.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
it was to terrorize the German cities, terrorize the general population.
I think after the air raid on Dresden, Winston Churchill was, even before, was very explicit. He used the term terrorism, or to terrorize the civilian population in order to break Germany's will and make people surrender.
You mentioned Dresden, which I suppose experienced the worst bombing of all.
Yeah.
Do historians know how many people died?
The numbers are much more so than the cases of, say, Hamburg or Berlin or the Ruhrgebiet, much more uncertain. Official numbers once started with, I think, 25,000, then rose to 70,000, and now some historians talk about 250,000 or more casualties.
And you're saying some of the earlier bombings perhaps could be justified because the Allied bombers were going after military targets in some cities, but in Dresden in 1945, as the war is winding down, it's hard to make that argument.
Dresden is a very different case because, for one thing, the target was Dresden downtown, where there were no factories. And in fact, there were factories near the center of the city, but they weren't the target. So it was very clear that here the attacks were focused on the civilian population. Also, the nature of the bomb was designed to essentially create, you know, mass murder. Those were incendiary bombs that are filled with phosphorus and petroleum jelly, and they create essentially a huge heat wave that sucks people into the fire, and so they either burn or suffocate. And then I think one or two days after the Royal Air Force had flown the attack, the American bombers followed up, essentially targeting people who fled from the city.
Given all that we've been talking about, all the people who died, you would think German historians would have written about this. I mean, there would be a lot to write about because clearly this must have had an enormous impact on Germans in the years after the war.
Yeah, and military historians have, but military historians, and I guess that's not very much unlike in this country, have been increasingly marginalized within the historical profession. In the major discussion, you're completely right. It doesn't play any role. And I would add that this has meant less to do with the peculiar role of historians, but more, in the German case at last, with the Germans' national consciousness. West Germany had really since the 1960s, and particularly since the student revolution of 1968, very much focused on the mastering of the past, Vergangenheitsbewältigung, as one of the, and if not the leading paradigm, not only of German history, but increasingly German national consciousness. I would argue that what makes a German today is the fact that he or she faces and deals with the horrors of the past. And talking about things like the bombing attacks questions that, because carried to the extreme, it means that Germans are not just the responsible agents for World War II, but they were also victims. You can't really talk very much about victimization during the war without finding yourself associated with a political faction that you might not want to be associated with right now.
You're suddenly in bed with the neo-Nazis if you do
exactly.
that.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And this, in a way, mars the discussion because historians, famous historians like, for example, Hans-Ulrich Wehler have deliberately said, well, you know, you don't want to overplay the bombing campaign because it means to emotionalize history. And you know, we want to be objective historians and focus on the essential. And the essential is the Holocaust and German responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Do you think this whole experience of the horrors of what happened to German civilians during World War II, has that shaped German identity today?
I think privately, more individually, like my mother telling me or passing on to her children the memory of living through this experience. And you certainly see it a lot of times mentioned as a rationale for the pacifism shaping German politics today, very much, as we all know.
So in some sense, one explanation for why Germany has come out so strongly against war in Iraq might go back to what happened in Germany itself.
It might, but it only goes so far because the Germans participated very enthusiastically in the war in Kosovo. So it's probably yes and no. When you talk about the shaping of a national identity, I think if anyone's identity had been shaped, it probably was really that of my parents. I mean, not just my parents, but that generation of people who lived to see it. While for us, I could never quite picture my mother there. It just didn't fit. What she told me didn't fit into what I learned in school. In school, I learned that the Germans were the bad guys. So if anything, you know, she on her rooftop had deserved what she got. Now, she was too young to have deserved anything, but it never quite made sense to me. Today, you know, thinking back about this, it really strikes me that I never even asked any questions about that. But it was almost like these people had lived in a different time, and it wasn't really our time. And those weren't questions that we were necessarily occupied with.
Jessica Guino-Hecht is a German historian at Harvard University. She spoke with Steve Paulson. A special thanks to Paul Hurley for his reading from W.G. Sebald's book On the Natural History of Destruction.